It's Tuesday, March 26th, AD 2024. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. After Nigerian Christians have faced years of persecution at the hands of Muslim extremists, now this. Alliance Defending Freedom International reports that two public universities in Katsina State, one state and one federal, have placed bans on the use of their facilities for Christian religious activities. Lawsuits have been filed under provisions provided by the nation's constitution, which allows religious freedoms. One of the universities enforced the ban by locking all worship and fellowship centers on university grounds, preventing Christian students and groups from accessing the facilities, and banning them from meeting for worship and fellowship elsewhere on the campus. Meanwhile, Muslim student groups at both universities have been permitted to hold worship and fellowship meetings in university-constructed worship and meeting spaces. Both universities have relatively high percentages of Christian students and faculty, despite Katsina State being a Muslim-majority state. Nigeria is the sixth most difficult country worldwide to be a Christian. Thankfully, there is some good news in Nigeria. After languishing in a Nigerian jail for 3 years, Pastor Jonah Genghis and his wife, Josephine Genghis, were finally acquitted of wrongdoing after taking in and educating a young Nigerian girl. The couple took in a runaway 12-year-old Muslim girl at the request of the local police, but later was prosecuted by a local Islamic group. Persecuting Christians is not helping the economic crisis in Nigeria. The nation is dealing with 30% inflation. Prices for food staples like rice and bread have doubled in a year. Nigeria's per capita gross domestic product topped at $3,200 in 2014, after which the nation began electing Muslim presidents. The per capita GDP has since dropped off to $2,200. Here in the United States, Minnesota is on the warpath to persecute Christian ministries operating within the state lines. The Minnesota state government turned over to complete Democrat control as of 2022. AlphaNews.com reports that a Senate committee voted down an amendment last week that would have protected religious institutions against claims of, quote, gender identity discrimination, end quote. The Minnesota Human Rights Act now requires Christian schools and religious groups not to discriminate against men pretending to be women in their hiring practices. Listen to this warning from Isaiah chapter 5, verses 18 and 20. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of falsehood, who draw sin as with cart ropes. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Over the last 8 years, the Food and Drug Administration has removed, quote, safety standards, end quote, for the use of drugs used for the intentional killing of preborn children in this country. This has enabled mail-order abortions, now available through telehealth, in all 50 states. These chemical abortions make up 63% of all abortions, and telehealth accounts for 16% of all abortions. Also, according to reports assembled by MotherJones.com, 90% of these telehealth abortions occur in states where abortions are banned or severely restricted. This amounts to at least 200,000 extra abortions for the top three providers. Colorado abortion providers are reporting 6,000 out-of-state abortions per year by telehealth. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court will be hearing arguments on a case filed by four national medical associations, their members, and four individual doctors against the Food and Drug Administration for unlawfully removing the so-called safety standards over the abortion kill pill. Pro-lifers are watching this highly significant case. Last week, The World View reported that the number of abortions is up 10% since 2020. The significant increase is due to the ease of access to the chemical abortion pill in all 50 states. In a related story, a New Hampshire man is charged with a double murder as the suspect in the killing of a pregnant woman and her preborn child. The charge noted that the crime occurred, quote, under circumstances manifesting an extreme indifference to the value of human life, end quote. William Kelly, age 38, has been indicted by the Carroll County Grand Jury in connection with the deaths of Christine Falzone and her preborn child. This represents the first prosecution of the state's fetal homicide bill since it was passed in 2018. Leviticus 24:17 presents God's law on murder. Whoever takes a human life shall surely be put to death. The median price of a new home in the United States fell by 19% from its 2023 high, reports WallStreet.com. The price difference between the median new home price and the median used home price is also the lowest since 2007, just before the last Great Recession. President Joe Biden got about everything he wanted in the $1.2 trillion government funding package passed over the weekend, except for one thing. The Republicans attached a provision that banned the flying of LGBTQ pride flags above U.S. embassies around the world. And finally, based on bipartisan policy's deficit tracker's numbers, the 2024 deficit is heading towards $2 trillion this year. That's up from $1.7 trillion last fiscal year and $1.38 trillion the year before. To compare, the average annual deficit under Barack Obama's administration was $817 billion. And that's the world view in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, March 26th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.